Hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Fuck.
Thanks.
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag round it. I don't trust these villains. Spread a crushing nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud. Am I in the air? Sunday nights, round time. I flex my bed of Voltron, transform to DX Don. Mega and off scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like the streams of your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Well, what is going down, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new edition of Am I on the Air? You know what it is. It's your one-stop shop for all the latest and greatest in entertainment news. I am your host, Don Mega, and I welcome you to the show. It is Tuesday. I was going to say Monday. It's Tuesday, February 7th, 2017. Tonight, it's Season 14, Episode 4, and tonight's show is called The Beast is Coming. Yes, The Beast is Coming, because you know what? I finally have that review of Split for you. You've all been waiting so patiently. It only took the movie being out 3 weeks for me to get this review for you. But you know what? I'm here. I got it for you. So we're going to talk Split, The Beast is Coming. We also got a lot of other stuff to talk about. We have a chock full week of entertainment news in the world of television, in the world of movies. Lots of big Super Bowl teaser trailers dropped. Lots of things to discuss. So let's jump right into it. Like I said, with our movie review of the week, which is Split. Split is the number one movie for 3 weeks in a row. Directed, written, produced by M. Night Shyamalan. Now, for me, M. Night Shyamalan has not had a good movie since Signs. it's been a long time. He had, he did that movie last year called The Visit, and that one wasn't too bad. It was a nice comeback for him, but it's been a long time since we've had a really good movie from this dude. You know, this is the guy that brought us The Sixth Sense, brought us Unbreakable, brought us Signs, and then he did the shitty-ass Village. And Lynx, I know you're listening. I don't care what you say, my friend. The Village is a piece of shit. So it went downhill from The Village to Lady in the Water to The Last Airbender to The Happening, all kinds of shit. Just shit after shit after shit after shit. And a lot of people were saying, man, M. Night can't do his thing anymore. And like I said, last year he did The Visit, which was a very tiny little budgeted film, little horror movie. And it actually wasn't too bad, and it made the studio some money. And now he's got Split. I remember when I first saw the trailer for this thing, I was like, this looks pretty damn interesting. You got James McAvoy in there, who I've always been a big fan of. But of course, everybody knows him mainly now as Professor X from the X-Men series. But he's in there, and he's playing a character who's got split personality. 26 different personalities, if I'm not mistaken. And he ends up abducting three young girls at the beginning of the movie, and we're just waiting to see it unfold, to see why did he abduct them, what does he plan to do, you know, is it only a couple of the personalities that want these girls abducted, what are they planning to do? But then we know, and we hear the rumor that the Beast is coming. Who's the Beast? Are the girls being brought for food for the Beast? Is the Beast one of the personalities? I can't tell you, because this is a spoiler-free review. But this might be a movie actually worth digging into in a spoiler conversation for sure, because there's a lot that goes on in this movie. the movie kept me very engaged, and I'll tell you, it was mainly because of McAvoy. He is so incredible in this movie. If I could give this dude an Oscar nomination right now, I would. He's that good in this film. So, he really carries this thing. Anna Taylor-Joy is the lead female that's in this movie. She, of course, her breakout role was The Witch last year. She was also in the movie Morgan. She actually played Morgan. And she's even rumored to be in the New Mutants movie that'll be coming out later. So she might get to actually reteam with McAvoy. But she was outstanding in this movie as well. So your main two people that led this thing really killed it. This, you know, it's a Shyamalan movie, so everybody was talking about the twist. Wait till you see the twist. And I gotta say, without spoiling anything, I don't really know if it's quite a twist, but there is a big revelation at the end of the movie that makes you go, wow, really? Oh, that's cool. And it's killing me right now not being able to talk about it in detail, because I'll tell you, I enjoyed this movie a lot, and I enjoyed what McAvoy did, and I really like where it took me. But where this movie ends and where it leads off gets me very excited about the possibilities of a sequel. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a sequel. So get ready for that one. This movie cost about $7 million to make. Yeah, seven. And it made like 40-something in its first weekend, and then another 30 the second weekend, and another 15 this weekend, and that's just domestically, not even counting the worldwide stuff. So this movie is killing it at the box office. Like I said, 3 weeks at number one, and it's more than made all its money back at this point. Like I said, it made its money back in the first day of release, let alone 3 weeks later. So we're getting a sequel. M. Night Shyamalan even tweeted out yesterday about having his next 10-page draft written for his next movie. And then he says, and if you've seen Split, ... And I said, oh man, he's teasing us. What will it be called? I have an idea, but if I say it, it'll probably spoil something for you. So I'm going to hold back. If you want to talk about this movie in more detail, I definitely implore you to hit me up on Twitter at DXDonMega or at Am I On The Air. DM us, whatever you want to do. Let's talk about it, because it was pretty awesome. I just don't want to spoil it for anybody that hasn't seen the movie. Rating-wise, I definitely, like I said, recommend you go check it out. This movie probably falls, honestly, more in the 3 to 3.5 star range out of 5. I'm going to actually land and give this a full 4 stars, but that is mainly just because of McAvoy. And I'll even give some credit to Anna Taylor-Joy as well. The two of them are so damn good in this movie that, what else can I do? They took this material and they delivered something very exciting. And I gotta give them props for that. And honestly, for the amazing, not easy role to do that James McAvoy had to do, to play all these different characters and sometimes jumping from one character to another in the same scene, was pure genius. It was gold. I loved it. So for how great the acting is in this thing, the suspense that it kept me on my toes, and for giving me a nice little woohoo moment at the end, I'm going to give this thing 4 out of 5 stars. I think it definitely deserves it. It was a lot of fun. So check it out. Split, 4 out of 5. So that's your movie review of the week. I did not see anything else. The only major releases was Rings and The Space Between Us. The Space Between Us is getting murdered at the box office. It was a complete bomb when it came out last weekend. It was number 9. It only made like $3 million. And it's getting horrible reviews on top of that. And then, Rings. How do I feel about Rings? I kind of want to see it, but at the same token, I'm not hearing very good things about Rings either. So I am going to go ahead and probably skip out on Rings. I was never a big Ring fan to begin with, so that one doesn't bother me too much. So you know, and Split beat Rings in its opening weekend. So, yeah. So, like I said, that's why I made it easy to go ahead and get to see Split finally, because it wasn't really much hitting at the box office. But this weekend, we got a big one coming out on Friday. And no, we're not talking about 50 Shades Darker. But we got a couple big ones, which, so the next show, I will have two big movie reviews for you. Number one, John Wick Chapter 2. Yeah, buddy, John Wick was one of the best action movies of 2014, one of the best action movies in the last decade, probably. And the sequel, Chapter 2, is finally hitting theaters on Friday, so we'll be checking that one out and letting you know all about it. I'm already hearing very good things, so my expectations are high. And, of course, on top of that, it's Lego Batman time. Yep, the Lego Batman movie also comes out this weekend. So I'm going to be taking my daughter to see that one. And hopefully get to report back to you I'm expecting two really good movies this weekend. Honestly, I will be shocked if I come back and don't have two at least four-star reviews for Lego Batman and John Wick 2. So, two big ones this weekend. So, on our next episode, look for those reviews. All right. So, there's our movie side of things. Let's kick it over into television and movies. Before I get into the movie news, I do want to shout out in binge news, which is something I want to try to talk about when a new show drops that you can binge. Is it worth it? And I'm going to talk about the new Netflix show, Santa Clarita Diet. Yeah, this show just dropped on Friday on Netflix, and it stars Drew Barrymore and Timothy Oliphant. And, I reported the news about a year ago that the show was coming and they were making it. They didn't really tell us anything about it. And then I saw the first little teaser, and I said, okay, that looks interesting. And then I started to get a different take on where this show was going, and I said, oh, that's really unique. And I'll tell you, this is a 10 episode season. Maybe it's just 8. No, it's 10. It's 10, sorry. It is 10 episodes, but they're only a half hour apiece. We started it on Saturday and finished it on Sunday. I've already completed the entire series, so is it worth binging? Hells yeah, it is. I love this show. I hope it gets picked up for a second season. I think it will. It definitely leaves off on a cliffhanger, which has me going, no, I want to get the second season right now. That's the downside to binging, man. I literally just got through a whole 10-episode season in 2 days, and now I have to wait at least a year to watch some more. So, oh, God. The struggle is real, my friends. The struggle is real. But this show, and just without really spoiling anything, and if you've seen the trailer, you kind of get the idea of it. Drew Barrymore somehow dies and comes back. It's hard to explain. You kind of want to say as a zombie, but she's not really a zombie. She has zombie tendencies, but she's fully aware of herself. She looks normal. But she needs to eat human flesh. And basically, her husband, played by Timothy Oliphant, also greatly, needs to help her kill people so she can eat, because she's hungry, man. It's a campy show. It's a comedic show. They don't take themselves seriously. It's fun. There's some good cameos that pop up in it. And I'll tell you, man, like I said, at a half-hour pace apiece, I just flew through the show like no tomorrow. I had a blast with it, and, maybe over on Lynx's show, Way Off Topic, maybe if he takes the time to binge through it and likes it, we can do a little fun side episode all about it. I thought I thought Timothy Oliphant and Drew Barrymore were just outstanding together. I thought they worked very well as a married couple. I thought they were both excellent in their comedic timing and how they presented themselves. I just loved it. So, great show. It's on Netflix right now, streaming all episodes in beautiful HDR. And, definitely check it out. That's my binge-worthy moment of the week, you know. And as these shows drop, I'll try to let you know about them. I am just now starting another Netflix show, which actually dropped back at the beginning of last year, about a year ago, actually. Yeah, it was last February. Oh, my God. The Judd Apatow-produced show Love, which is also on Netflix. Season 2 is about to start in a couple weeks, so I'm trying to get through season 1. I've only watched the first episode. It's pretty good, so I'm going to continue on with it. It's another show that I think is 8 to 10 episodes, and they're only a half-hour piece as well. So I hope to get through that one, so then when the second season starts here in a couple weeks, I can just jump right into that one, and we can see how it goes over there. All right, so there's that, and now it's time. Let's kick it on over into the news of the week. And I'm going to start off with what was probably the biggest news of last week. And this news dropped literally like 2 hours after I did last week's episode. I recorded, I got the show up and posted, and then this massive news dropped right after, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. So it sucks because basically I'm reporting it a week late. If you follow me on social media and you follow the show, obviously you've gotten the news by now because I keep you up to date on the news, but I'm mad it took me a week to have to talk about it. But here I am. The news I'm referencing is that Ben Affleck has officially dropped out of directing The Batman. Whew. I could not believe this. I really couldn't. Our good friend Jamie, who listens to the show every week, she actually tweeted out to us. And I tell you guys, man, I love when you guys do this. When you guys see news drop, I love when you guys take the time to reach out to me and ask me for verification. You guys ask me to verify, is this true? And I really do appreciate that because I take a lot of time to make sure that the news I bring you guys is legit and good news. The amount of fake news out there is ridiculous, and I'm not joking. When I browse through Facebook, I see friends posting pictures, posting posters of, of movies that haven't even begun filming yet, and like the poster will be like, in theaters this May, and I'm like, this isn't even a real movie. Like, why are you posting this poster? Or there'll be like fake Facebook pages. Like, I don't know. For example, Chris Tucker's Facebook page said, "Yeah, get ready for Friday 4, and I'm gonna be in it." And it comes out in like 2 months. I'm like, listen, they haven't even filmed a Friday 4 yet. What are you talking about? I constantly have to jump on people's Facebook pages and be like, "This is fake. This is a fake poster. Take this shit down. This news is not real," because people just believe whatever, you know. That's what, you know. So all of a sudden there's a news article saying that so-and-so is making a movie, and then everybody else is commenting on it, getting all excited. And then I got to come be Mr. Downer and comment and be like, no, guys, I just want to clarify, this isn't something that's real. So I appreciate very much so when you guys come to me and say, hey, can you verify this piece of news? Is this real? And like I said, our good friend Jamie from Twitter, she reached out to me and was like, is it true Ben Affleck dropped out as Batman? And I wrote her back and I said, no, why would you say such a thing? It's not real. And then I did a little research and found out very quickly that it was real, and the news had just dropped. I hadn't heard anything yet. And unfortunately, I had to write her back and say, actually, it is true. I'm sorry. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. We literally had an interview with Ben Affleck on Jimmy Kimmel a couple weeks ago, and Jimmy Kimmel asked him point blank, you're directing the Batman movie, right? And he said, yeah, sure am. What the hell happened in 2 weeks, right? That he would drop out. It's crazy, but let me read you the official statement from Ben Affleck on this. He says, and I quote, "There are certain characters who hold a special place in the hearts of millions, Performing this role demands focus, passion, and the very best performance I can give. It has become clear that I cannot do both jobs to the level they require. Together with the studio, I have decided to find a partner and a director who will collaborate with me on this massive film. I am still in this, and we are making it, but we are currently looking for a director. I remain extremely committed to this project, and I look forward to bringing this to life for fans around the world. Warner Brothers then released their own statement and said, Warner Brothers fully supports Ben Affleck's decision and remains committed to working with him to bring a standalone Batman picture to life. Early word says that one of the main directors they're looking to possibly take this on would be Matt Reeves, who, of course, directed the upcoming War for the Planet of the Apes and the last Planet of the Apes movie, Dawn. So he'd be a good director, he'd be a good step in, but let's not talk about the potential ones, let's talk about Ben Affleck here. One of the coolest things when they announced that Ben Affleck was gonna be Batman a couple years ago was the assumption that Ben Affleck would direct his own Batman movie. He is a director. He is an Academy Award winning director. He, you know, he wrote and directed Argo, and that won an Oscar. He's got a very good track record as a director. He did Gone Baby Gone, The Town, Argo, and the most recent Live by Night. It's always been assumed he was going to direct the movie. He always said he would. He was even writing the script along with DC's Geoff Johns. For him to come out and just say, I'm not doing this, is weird. It just is weird on the surface of it. Now, a lot of people are reading into this and really blowing it out of proportion, saying that there's trouble in the DCEU and Warner Brothers, and Ben Affleck just doesn't like his script, and he doesn't like where the movie's going, and he just doesn't want any part of it. There was even silly rumors floating around that he was going to completely drop out as Batman, and they're going to have to find a new Batman to fill in. I don't see this happening. I really don't. Ben is under contract. They literally have Justice League already filmed and coming out. So how weird would that be that you have another Ben Affleck Batman movie coming out with Justice League in a couple months, but then in the solo Batman movie, it's a totally different guy playing Batman all of a sudden. I don't see that being the case. What I honestly feel like here, and this is just my opinion, is that he just feels like this project is just too big, and he doesn't want the stress of it. And I don't see anything wrong with that. He did co-write the script. He is producing the film. He's an executive producer. He's going to work hand-in-hand with the director. He's still going to play Batman. I just think directing the movie was a massive task for him. After he filmed Batman v Superman, there was an interview where they did with him, and they said, what was it like working with Zack Snyder? And he said, I've never been on a set of a movie as big as Batman v Superman. There's so much that goes into it. It was very overwhelming. So when I think back to that statement, look at Ben Affleck's movies that he's directed. Like I said, Gone Baby Gone, The Town, Argo, Live by Night. Smaller movies. Smaller, no real CGI, no massive special effects. Just a small bunch of films. I think he realized what a massive task this is going to be for him to write it, star in it, and direct such a big tentpole movie. And I just think he just doesn't want that pressure. And to go on top of that, his last movie, Live by Night, the little gangster movie that he did, actually ended up being a bomb at the box office. And it cost Warner Brothers $75 million. They took a $75 million hit on Live by Night. I think that hurts Ben Affleck's feelings. And that's a tough thing, man. If I directed a movie and it flopped and I cost the studio $75 million, Would I be so eager to jump in front of the camera and direct a $200 million superhero movie? I don't know. I'd be pretty hesitant. And I think, honestly, that that's what's happened here. Like I said, people are blowing it out of proportion, saying that he got scared and he doesn't want to do it because people don't like Batman right now and people don't like the DCEU, and he doesn't want, and he just is getting cold feet because he doesn't want to deal with Warner Brothers. I don't think it really has anything to do with that. I think the guy just directed a movie that, A, no one gave a shit about. He got a lot of pressure to just hurry up and get on Batman. I think the studio is pressuring him to hurry up and get the damn process rolling. And he just took a $75 million hit on his last movie that was a passion project for him. I think he doesn't want the pressure. I don't think he wants the added responsibility. I think he wants to put on the cape and cowl and just act in the movie and help chug it along to make sure it's good. Because, like I said, he is still a producer. He still helped write the script. I just think it's a lot of work to be a director, and I think that he just feels right now it's too much of a task for him, especially coming off of Live by Night. If Live by Night had been a massive success and he's getting nominated for an Oscar again and all this stuff, I think we'd still see him directing Batman. But I think we have to look at the fact that his last movie didn't do that good, and he's just probably gun-shy. So that's my speculation. That's my two cents. I hope it makes sense. And I'll be curious to see what you think. Do you agree with me? Or do you think that there's bigger problems? I would love to hear from you guys. Remember to reach out to me on Twitter or Facebook. Any which way, I would love to hear from y'all. I'm always available on Messenger, on the Facebook as well. So that's the big Batman news. Let's get into our regularly scheduled news of the week. Number one, The Good Place is returning for a season 2 over on NBC. I'm super excited about this. I love The Good Place. It was one of my favorite new shows, comedy sitcoms of the year. I was pretty sad that they only did, I think it was 12 episodes. I'm so spoiled by major network television being 22, 24 episodes that this felt super, super short to me. But the way that they ended off this season was excellent, and I can't wait to see it continue on season 2. Aubrey Joseph and Olivia Holt have been cast as Cloak and Dagger. Yeah, Marvel's got another show coming out, and it's going to be Cloak and Dagger for all you nerds out there. This time, Cloak and Dagger is coming to the Freeform network, and it'll be debuting in 2018. I know nothing about these two people or this casting. I'm going to assume it's good stuff. I am interested in the show. I'm going to need to see some footage first, though, but yeah, we'll see. But good to see them moving forward with Cloak and Dagger. You know who's not moving forward is Peter Capaldi, because he has announced that he is leaving Doctor Who. Yep, Peter Capaldi has announced today that he's departing Doctor Who at Christmas of 2017. So who's going to become the new 13th Doctor? We will have to wait and see. There's a new movie coming out called Den of Thieves. It'll be starring Gerard Butler and 50 Cent. They just started filming this one here. So we'll see. It's a bold action thriller said to be in the tradition of Heat and The Town. Hey, look, there's The Town again. Ben Affleck, shout out. Holla. Stephen King's book, Mr. Mercedes, is getting adapted. And yeah, they're going to be doing a miniseries on that book. We have the brand new second trailer for Beauty and the Beast. Check that one out if you are interested. Of course, all the trailers are available on amiontheair.com. Paramount Pictures is courting Mel Gibson and John Lithgow to star in Daddy's Home 2. I love this. I really, really do. Daddy's Home was a really funny movie two years ago at this point, with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. I really, really like Daddy's Home. They're saying that Mel Gibson will be playing Mark Wahlberg's dad, and John Lithgow will be playing Will Ferrell's dad in the sequel. And that sounds hilarious to me, especially Mel Gibson with Mark Wahlberg. I would love to see them as a father-son combination in this movie. I hope this gets locked down. I hope it gets greenlit. I hope it moves forward. We're definitely getting a Daddy's Home too, but let's see if we're going to get these two guys added to the cast officially as the dads. I'm loving where this is going. So, hails to the yeah. Diego Luna is set to headline the upcoming Scarface remake. Diego can be seen right now in Star Wars Rogue One. Yeah, he's one of the main characters of Rogue One. They said it. Rogue One. So he's going to be starring in the Scarface remake. Unfortunately, the Scarface remake at the same time, at the same day, lost its director. Yes, the Antoine Fuqua was attached to direct the film, but he had to drop out because he's moving forward with The Equalizer 2 with Denzel Washington. The studio wanted to move the production up and start making Scarface a lot sooner than they had originally talked about, which would then put it into conflict with Equalizer 2. And Antoine Fuqua said, you know, I got more work done on Equalizer 2, so if I have to pick, I'm going to have to go with that one. So he's dropped out of the Scarface remake. He's going to focus on Equalizer 2, and Diego Luna has joined the cast as the headliner of the film. The Tony Montana, as you have it. But he's not going to be playing Tony Montana. They're updating Scarface for the new generation. We have Everything Wrong with Don't Breathe in 15 minutes or less, so check that out. The Daddy's Home sequel is actually being slated to come out of November this year. Yeah, they haven't even started filming this thing yet, and they're already saying it's going to be out by the end of the year, so that is crazy. The producer of the Splinter Cell movie says that the film is going to be a, quote, badass Tom Hardy action movie. Hey, that sells me right there. I am down with that. Terry Hatcher, who, of course, is our Lois Lane from Lois and Clark. I love Terry Hatcher. So fine. She's going to be coming on to Supergirl. I love it. I love that Supergirl's going on and bringing all these alums to from the previous shows, like Lois and Clark and stuff, to come out and come on to their show now and reprise these new roles. And it's really, really cool. She's supposedly going to be playing a villain in a multi-episode arc. So that is awesome. Love Terry Hatcher. She can actually be seen on the comedy sitcom The Odd Couple right now. But glad to see her come on here. Dean Cain, her Superman from Lois and Clark, actually plays Supergirl's adoptive dad. So that's pretty cool. So maybe we'll see a reunion on screen. Possibly, maybe, who knows? We got a cool little teaser video for the Star Trek Discovery show that's coming to CBS All Access. You can check that out right now. We have the honest trailer for Shrek that you can peep out. Leonardo DiCaprio is set to star in a new film called Black Hand. And it's going to be based on the nonfiction book by Stefan Talty. I'm sure it's Oscar bait, because that's all that this guy seems to do lately. I want to make sure, I'm sorry if I mispronounce this guy's name, but Yahya Abdul-Mateen II is signing on for Aquaman, and he's going to be playing Black Manta. I'm so excited to hear about this. When they announced that they were doing Aquaman, and then a couple months ago, they announced that Patrick Wilson was going to be playing Ocean Master, the villain of the Aquaman movie. I was really sad, and I said, man, I can't believe they're not doing Black Manta. Well, guess what? We got Black Manta, baby! So, that's awesome here. I'm not too familiar with this actor. You can see him right now on The Get Down over on Netflix. But I hear good things, and it's a great addition. He's not the only addition to the Aquaman cast, as Nicole Kidman has signed on to play Aquaman's mother. Yes, she has signed on to play Aquaman's mother, Atlanta, in the new James Wan Aquaman movie. So they're getting ready to start filming that thing here in the next month or two. Johnny Knoxville is set to star in a new film called Action Park. Colin Farrell is going to be joining Denzel Washington in the new movie Inner City, which is going to be the next film from director Dan Gilroy. Dan directed, I'm spacing it now, Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal. That came out a couple years ago. I love Nightcrawler. It was such a good movie. And everybody's been waiting to see what's the next movie he's going to do. He's doing this movie, Inner City. Denzel, Colin Farrell. Sounds pretty damn cool, man. I'll be down to check that one out. Let's see here. Common, you know, Common. He's the R&B singer. He's turned actor. He has been putting it out there again in the press that he would love to be Jon Stewart in the Green Lantern Corps. Now, for those of you that don't know, there was going to be a Justice League movie that was going to be that was set to come out back in 2008 and directed by George Miller. Common was signed on to play Jon Stewart in that movie, but then the movie was never made and it fizzled apart. But Common's saying, you know what, I was set to play it once, I would love to play it again, so go ahead and holler at your boy. So, we'll see. Lots of actors vying for that Jon Stewart Green Lantern role, so we'll see what ends up happening with that. And George Miller, you know, figuring that he was going to direct that Justice League movie back in 2008, his name is starting to float around as somebody that a lot of people want to maybe take the Batman. Just throwing it out there. We'll see. You could put that Mad Max movie on the shelf and make Batman. We'll see. We have your first trailer for Girls Trip, which is a new comedy starring Jada Pinkett Smith, Queen Latifah, and a whole bunch of others. We got your Doctor Strange Blu-ray trailer that you can check out, coming out very soon at the end of the month. Rachel Bloom from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, she wrote a new song for the Flash and Supergirl musical episode. Yes, they are still doing that musical episode, and she wrote a song for it. They're trying to do some original music, so I think that that's pretty cool. Lucy Hale, who currently stars on Pretty Little Liars, she's set to head on over to the CW in a new dramedy that they're putting together after Pretty Little Liars ends later this year. That new movie, Action Park, starring Johnny Knoxville, is set to be about a theme park that he runs. So, I don't know, could be good. Johnny Knoxville's very hit and miss, so I'm not going to hold my breath, but we'll see what happens. Bond actor Ben Whishaw is currently the favorite to replace Peter Capaldi on Doctor Who, so we'll see what ends up happening with that one. Director Denis Villeneuve has been confirmed that he will direct the Dune remake. Yes, Dune. Remember that movie? Like, I don't even remember much about Dune other than big sand creatures and lots of sand. Very sci-fi. I need to watch it again. But Denis Villeneuve, who of course is a really big director right now in Hollywood, could have any project he wants, and he wanted this one, man. He reached out. He said, I've been a Dune fan my entire life, and the rights have just recently went back to the studio, and he said, I'd be down to make it, and he's doing it. So, would he be my choice? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who would be my choice when it came down to it for a Dune movie. So, yeah, I mean, he's somebody that is on the top of everybody, a lot of people's top director list right now. He did the movie Prisoners a couple years ago, which I absolutely loved. Loved Prisoners. Powerful movie. He did Sicario, which I was kind of eh on. I was like a 50-50 love-hate relationship with that movie. He just did Arrival, which people are losing their mind over and saying, like, oh, Oscar, and one of the best movies I've seen all year. I fucking hated Arrival. I don't know what people see in that movie. I just don't. He's also the director of the upcoming Blade Runner 2049, which I think looks good. I would like to see what he does with Dune. With a big action set piece like this, I'll have a better idea once we see Blade Runner. If Blade Runner is really, really cool, I bet you he's going to do some pretty cool shit with Dune. So yeah, we'll have to wait and see. But I think it's a good casting right there. So Denis Villeneuve confirmed to direct the Dune remake, so that's very cool there. We're getting word that, you know, I told you that Ben Affleck and Geoff Johns are the two guys that wrote the Batman script. They've been co-working together on it. But then last week, news dropped that Chris Terrio, who co-wrote the Batman v Superman script, he did the Justice League script, that he's wrote a draft of the Batman script. So where did his draft come from? And did Warner Brothers ask him to do that? Does that mean that they didn't like the Ben Affleck script? It's kind of weird. Like, why did he do one? Did they just ask him to touch it up? Maybe that's what it, you know, my assumption, once again, just my assumption, is that Chris Terrio probably was brought in to complete or beef up the script. I think Ben Affleck and Geoff Johns probably turned in like a treatment and said, here's our outline, you know, so to speak. And then Chris Terrio is literally drafting it out. You know, and plus he can connect it to the universe better just because he wrote the other scripts. So no extra word or news has come out about this other than that he has written a draft of the Batman script. Liam Neeson has just boarded a new action thriller called Hard Powder, based on the snowy Rocky Mountains. Yeah, it's a snowy Rocky Mountains action thriller, Hard Powder. That name is weird, man. I don't know how I feel about that. We have your first trailer for the final season of Bates Motel coming out here soon on A&E, so check that out. Pretty cool there. Congratulations to Beyonce. She announced that she's pregnant with twins. We have the Red Band trailer for Fist Fight, which I actually really liked the Fist Fight Red Band trailer. That was pretty good. Mel Gibson and Vince Vaughn are going to be reteaming. Of course, Vince Vaughn was just in Mel Gibson's Hacksaw Ridge movie. They're going to be reteaming for a new film called Dragged Across Concrete, which is going to be directed by Craig Zoller, who did the film Bone Tomahawk. This sounds like a crazy movie, man, about like police brutality. Just it sounds crazy if you read the synopsis for it. So check that out if you're interested. But yeah, it sounds like some pretty interesting casting for Dragged Across Concrete. The new Paul Thomas Anderson film is going to be starring Daniel Day-Lewis, and they have officially started filming on that. Keanu Reeves is set to headline a new romantic thriller called Siberia. Ooh, John Wick to Siberia. Let's see. Julius Avery is set to direct the new supernatural D-Day action thriller called Overlord. Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. The Menendez Brothers movie is going to be starring Courtney Love, and it's a go over at the Lifetime Network. Okay. We got a pretty cool complete guide up here for all the TV pilots of 2017. So if you're interested to see about some of the new shows coming, check out the complete guide of our TV pilots over on our Twitter page. There is a possible John Wick prequel that is maybe being written and possibly being saved for television. Ooh, John Wick TV show? I don't know, man. I don't know if I want anybody else doing it but Keanu. So, I don't know how I feel about it, unless it's just something set in the universe, maybe. Yeah, we're going to have to wait and see on that one. We got your Super Bowl big game spot for Ghost in the Shell. We actually posted it before the Super Bowl, because it dropped early. So you could check that one out on our Twitter page and check out the big 2017 big game spot for Ghost in the Shell. I'm looking really forward to Ghost in the Shell, man. I think it looks great. I think Scarlett Johansson looks awesome in this role. Can't wait to see it. Mission Impossible 6 is looking to possibly film in Paris. They're going to get ready to start filming here pretty soon. The Deadpool writers have commented on the Deadpool Wolverine rumors. They said it could become true. Keep your fingers crossed. Oh, my fingers are very crossed on that one. We got all your 2017 Kids' Choice nominations for the Nickelodeon Awards. We got the new Power Rangers poster you can take a peek at. Black Canary is confirmed in Injustice 2. We got your new Injustice 2 trailer you can check out. Sharknado 5 has been announced by the Sci-Fi Channel. Yeah, buddy, get ready for Sharknado 5. Yes, Ian Ziering and Tara Reid are set to return. We got a really cool Lego Batman clip posted that you could check out. Basically, check out Batman's roommate, Bruce Wayne, gives you a tour of his crib in the new promo for the Lego Batman movie. Really funny clip, just set up like MTV Cribs, you know, come check out the Wayne Manor. Pretty damn awesome, so check that out when you get a chance. The cast has been announced for Marvel's The Runaways. I'm not going to read through the full cast because there are a bunch of no-name people that you would have no idea who I'm talking about, but the cast has been put together. Marvel's new show, Runaways, is going to be an exclusive on the Hulu network. So, no word on how this will tie into the MCU, the Netflix shows, any other Marvel shows, but it's coming, and we'll keep you posted on the developments of Marvel's Runaways. Zoe Saldana is set to star in a new assassin thriller called Hummingbird. It's cool, man. I love to see Zoe in action movies. Director Corinne Hardy has been hired to direct The Nun, which is the spinoff of The Conjuring. I still don't understand why it's The Nun. It should be the Stick Man or the Brick Man or the Broken Man. I forget, man. But The Conjuring 2 was great, and there was two basically side villains in The Conjuring, The Nun, and I'm going to call him the Stick Man. I don't know why I'm forgetting what the real name of it is. Maybe it is Stick Man. I don't know. That sounds right to me at this point. But let's just say, for example, we got these two side characters. The Stick Man was awesome, man. He was the guy that everybody was talking about after that movie. And then they're like, we're going to do a spinoff on The Nun. They beat The Nun in The Conjuring 2, spoiler alert, very damn easily. So why the hell are we doing a spinoff on The Nun? The other thing that I get out of this news is that director Corinne Hardy is the one hired to do this. Corinne Hardy has been the one attached to the Crow reboot for like the last 2 years. We're waiting to see what's going on with the Crow, buddy. I thought you and Jason Momoa were making this thing. Now you're going to go make The Nun? I don't know. Kind of bums me out. ABC has officially given a pilot order to a Goldberg spinoff. When I first read this, I was kind of like, really? Now, I'll tell you, let me preface. I love the Goldbergs. I think the Goldbergs is one of the best comedy sitcoms on television right now. But I was like, a spinoff? Really? But when you read what they're trying to do with the spinoff, it doesn't sound like it's really connected to Goldbergs very much. Other than the fact that it's set in the 90s and I think it takes place at the same school that the kids go to. Other than that, it doesn't sound like it's like a... It's not like, here's a sideshow based on Barry, you know? So, just saying. So we'll see what ends up happening with that one. Let's see here. We have another Super Bowl spot that had dropped early before the Super Bowl, and that was for Transformers The Last Night. There was two spots that came out, a 30-second one and an extended one, which ran right under a minute. Really cool, man. Looks awesome. I'm so excited for this movie. If you listen to our Am I Still on the Air, you know it's one of my most anticipated films of the year. Looking really forward to this one. Glad to see it represented at the Super Bowl, because I feel like every time a Transformers movie has come out, we've gotten really cool stuff at Super Bowls, so I like it. another big star is heading on over to Supergirl. This time it's Kevin Sorbo. Yes, the original Hercules is on his way over to Supergirl. He's going to be having a new recurring role on the series coming up soon. The TV version of the movie Training Day debuted last week, and it did not debut very good. Ratings were pretty damn bad for it. So we'll see what ends up happening there. I did DVR it, but I haven't watched it yet, so I can't review it at this time. I think it looks pretty decent, but eh. Another two shows that debuted last week as well was Powerless and Superior Donuts. I did watch Powerless. I'm torn. Powerless takes place in the DC universe, not the DC movie universe, but at least a DC universe. And it had some laughs. It's at a little company that's run by Bruce Wayne, called Wayne Security. It's got a really good cast. My boy Ron Funches is on there, who's always hilarious. Vanessa Hudgens is on this, and she's... excuse me. Wow, that came out of nowhere. Vanessa Hudgens, who's always beautiful to look at and a lot of fun. You know, it had some laughs, but it was very forced. But it's just a pilot. I'm hoping as the episodes go on, it'll get a little bit better. It'll start to flow a little nicer. We'll see. We'll see where it takes us from here. I'm not giving up. I will continue to watch Powerless. But it wasn't off to as great of a start as I had hoped. But we'll see where it takes us. The other show is Superior Donuts. I'm hearing very good things about it, but I have not watched it yet. I do have the first two episodes on DVR, and I will check them out hopefully later this week. And we'll see if it's any good. So there's a couple new premieres there for you. Actor Tamara Morrison is also joining the cast of Aquaman. Man, the Aquaman cast is growing. He's set to play Aquaman's dad. So we got Nicole Kidman as the mom. We get him now as the dad. He, of course, was Jango Fett in the Star Wars prequels. And he most recently voiced Moana's father in the animated movie Moana for Disney. Let's see here. Michael Bay says that the new Transformers The Last Night might really be his last one. I'm not going to hold my breath on this. Michael Bay does this every time he makes a Transformers movie. He says, this is my last one. And then he comes back. So he's doing it again. Guess what? We're getting another superhero show over on the CW. Yep, they are adding another one. This time, it's Black Lightning. Black Lightning, we've talked about before on this show. They've been trying to make this a show. They got a pilot order. It was actually going to be a pilot over on the Fox network. But Fox decided we don't want to move forward with it. And the CW came swooping in like its own superhero. And it said, we'll take it. So the CW is going to be picking up the Black Lightning pilot. And I'm guessing it's going to probably do pretty good, and we're going to get another DC show on the CW to join up with Flash, The Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow, and Supergirl, so it'll be pretty cool there. I'm hoping so. No word yet on if Black Lightning is going to be in the same universe. Will it be in the Arrow universe? Will it be in the Supergirl universe? We'll have to wait and see. I think it'd be cool if he actually took place in Supergirl's universe. Because it's getting kind of crowded over on the Flash and Arrow one. So it'd be nice to have somebody always around that could team up with Supergirl if needed. And yes, Greg Berlanti is involved as always. So, John Lithgow, we've talked about him come joining Daddy's Home too. Well, he's also joined up with Pitch Perfect 3. No word yet on what he's doing over there, but he's joined Pitch Perfect 3. Trolls director Mike Mitchell has just taken on the director's duties for the Lego Movie sequel. Yes, the Lego Movie. It actually had a director who just dropped out, and now they're taking this new Trolls director, Mike Mitchell, to helm it. So, cool. I got no real other thoughts on that one, other than what we just did. Hawaii Five-0. Yes, the TV show Hawaii Five-0 will be doing a crossover episode with MacGyver. This was a matter of time. They're both on CBS. They air back-to-back on Friday nights. it was inevitable. So MacGyver and Hawaii 5-0 will cross over. I watch both shows. I'll be down for that. Pretty cool. Strike Back's Philip Winchester is conflicted about returning for the reboot. You know, I talked about this a couple shows ago that they're gonna, that Cinemax is looking to do a reboot of the show Strike Back. At the time, we thought they weren't going to really bother with the original people, but it sounds like they might be now that one of the original characters is talking about that he's conflicted about returning, so maybe they did ask him to return. We'll see. Miss Sarah Paulson, who is just wins awards like no tomorrow right now. She's so good in everything she does, and she's not too bad to look at either. She's set to star in Amazon Studios' Lost Girls. Don't know much else more about that, but Lost Girls. CBS has also ordered a pilot based on the movie SWAT. Yes, it will be inspired by the 2003 film SWAT. Remember that one? Samuel Jackson, Colin Farrell, LL Cool J. I like SWAT. I thought it was a cool movie. Jeremy Renner, before anybody knew who he was. And it looks like the pilot will actually be directed and produced by James Wan. So that's pretty cool. Kind of like what he did with MacGyver. So that's pretty cool there. So we'll see what ends up happening with SWAT over on CBS. Gerard Butler is set to be in a new action film called Snow Ponies. I don't know, man. I don't know. All right, so Sunday was the Super Bowl, and we got a lot of movie spots. We got actually a second full-blown trailer for the movie Life, which stars Jake Gyllenhaal and Ryan Reynolds. I think it looks really good. Glad to see a new trailer for that one. We also got a new trailer for Personal Shopper, the Kristen Stewart movie. Going off the trailers real quick, we also got word that The Strangers 2 is moving ahead with director Johannes Roberts. The Strangers is a creepy-ass movie if you've never seen it before. Check that out. Strangers 2 is coming. Ooh, creepy. We got your full list of winners at the 69th Annual DGA Awards, so check that one out if you're interested there. Let's get back to the Super Bowl spots. Like I said, we got Ghost in the Shell. We got Transformers. We got that new Life trailer. We got a John Wick Chapter 2 Super Bowl spot. A Super Bowl spot for The Cure for Wellness. Here's one of the big ones that dropped. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. This was a great little teaser trailer that dropped. Looks so awesome. And man, my boy Batista killed it at the end of the trailer. Mantis is sitting there. She gets blasted. And he's like, watch out. I'm sorry, guys, I tried. That had me rolling. What a great moment. So funny. This is a great, great little teaser trailer here. Check that out if you haven't seen it. These are all on our Twitter page. Just go to twitter.com/amiontheair. Check us out, @amiontheair. Follow along, man, with all the greatness. So we had the new Guardians. We also had a new Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Eh. We got a new Logan one. Nothing really extra special to that one either. Yeah, nothing really crazy on that one. We also got one for The Fate of the Furious, which looked awesome. I love the Fate of the Furious. We got a new Baywatch one, which was a lot of the same footage we had seen already with one little add-on at the end, which I thought was pretty good. I can't wait to see Baywatch. We even got one for Stranger Things Season 2. Stranger Things 2! This was a really cool little 30-second spot. The only thing that sucks is at the end of the trailer, it's like Halloween. I gotta wait all the way to fucking October to see this shit. Oh, God, that sucks. So, yeah, but check out the little teaser. It's actually really, really cool. And, of course, we even posted a video that's all of the spots in one video form for you guys. Check it out. We posted it up. It's called Super Bowl 2017, All the Big Game Movie TV Spot Compilation. So see, I try to even save you guys time from having to watch everything individually. Because that's just the type of guy I am. Let's see here. Almost done with the news. Let's see what else we got. We got a bunch of interviews and backstage stuff about Guardians of the Galaxy. They did a set visit a couple months ago, and everybody had to be very, very hush-hush on it until yesterday. And then all the news got to be released. So if you're looking to get up to speed, if you want to find out some details about some of the characters, some of the things you're going to see, check out all the big articles I posted yesterday about Guardians of the Galaxy. Annette Bening is set to star in the next installment of American Crime Story. She's going to be in the Katrina story that's coming out. So congratulations to Annette Bening there. We have your first set photos of Alicia Vikander on the set from the Tomb Raider reboot. She looks awesome, by the way. We have the Samurai Jack Season 5 trailer that you can check out. Brendan Thwaites. That's how you say his last name, is set to star in a new film called Ghost of War. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 was the most talked about of all the Super Bowl spots on social media, so congratulations to Guardians of the Galaxy on that one. That's pretty awesome. This was kind of crazy. World War Z, the sequel, has been removed from its slated release date. Yes, it was actually I think it was slated to come out later this year, which I told people, this is another one of those news things I had to drop on people. They're like, oh man, I can't wait for that World War Z sequel to come out in a couple months. Yeah, they haven't even filmed this thing. The movie doesn't even have a director. So it ain't coming out later this year, guys. But you know what? It's kind of crazy because the studio, it's not like they just said, hey, it's not going to come out on this date. It's now going to be this new date. They're saying it's just removed at this point, which is kind of not good. They're obviously having trouble finding a director to fill the slot, so that sucks. So the sequel to World War Z has been removed. Also from the studio is that the new Friday the 13th reboot that they were going to do has also been shut down. Looks like the studio has pulled the plug officially on moving forward with a Friday the 13th reboot. Wow, things changing. The Super Bowl audience hit a new record on Sunday as over 172 million viewers checked it out on Fox. Darren Aronofsky's new movie called Mother will be released starring Jennifer Lawrence on October 13th. Michael Sheen and Michelle Monaghan are set to star in a new film called The Price of Admission. Sony Pictures released a massive change in their release schedule, changing a lot of things around. So let's see here, and I'll break it down for you. Up first is Hotel Transylvania 3. The film was set to hit theaters, is now set to hit theaters more than 2 months earlier than originally planned. Previously set for a September 21st, 2018 release date, the movie will now be coming out on July 13th, 2018. So now it's going to be a summer movie instead of September. Goosebumps 2. Yes, they just announced that they're going to be doing a Goosebumps 2 movie a little bit ago. It was originally planned to come out in January of 2018, and now it's going to come out in September 21st, pushed back 8 months. Ooh. And the other one that got moved back, and I'm not happy about this one, it's Bad Boys for Life. Yes, the third Bad Boys movie starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence is going to be coming out almost a year later than previously announced. The movie was originally planned for a January 12, 2018 release date. It will now hit, still in 2018, but now instead of January, November 9th. Director Joe Carnahan is set to direct Bad Boys for Life. I had a feeling this one was going to get pushed back too, because once again, they have not started filming yet, so I knew it wasn't going to probably come out in January of 2018. Just sucks to see it pushed back so much farther than I think it needs to. But yeah, there's some updates on the Sony schedule. Actress Hera Hilmar is set to lead Peter Jackson's new movie, Mortal Engines. We have the new poster for Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man Tell No Tales. Let's see here. We have the brand new trailer for Netflix's Marvel show, Iron Fist. Yes, Iron Fist is the last of the Defenders to get his show out. His show debuts next month. I'm so excited. That's definitely going to be a binge one. Iron Fist. This trailer was awesome. It looks like a great show. I cannot wait. We have Everything Wrong with the Lego Movie. Check that one out. Lady Gaga's sales skyrocket after her Super Bowl performance. No shocker there. She killed it. Let's see here. We have the brand new second official trailer for Snatched, which is the new Amy Schumer, Goldie Hawn comedy movie. I really liked the second trailer. I laughed quite a bit, actually, at it. It was pretty good. We have the new teaser for the Lego Ninjago movie. This is just a tiny teaser. The full trailer will be released tomorrow. Matthew McConaughey is set to star in Harmony Korine's next movie, The Beach Bum. Hidden Figures has now passed La La Land to become 2016's top-grossing Oscar-nominated film, so it is the highest, now has the biggest box office of any of the Oscar contenders, so congratulations to Hidden Figures. We have the new trailer for Aftermath, which is the new Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Looks really damn good, to be honest with you, based on a true story, so definitely check out this trailer. It's not what you think it would be coming from Arnold. It looks like we're going to get a pretty cool crossover at the Grammys. Lady Gaga is confirmed to perform with Metallica. That's awesome. Lady Gaga and Metallica. I can't wait to see what they do together. Jennifer Connelly has joined the cast of Robert Rodriguez's new film, Alita Battle Angel. So that's great additional casting right there. We have some more set photos from The Punisher, still now shooting. CBS has ordered a new comedy pilot from the duo that created How I Met Your Mother. The new film, The Untouchables, has started filming, starring Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston. Pandora, the world of Avatar, will be opening in May, and Star Wars Land will be opening in 2019. That's going to be coming to the Disneyland parks. On top of Jennifer Connelly joining Battle Angel, they've also added Christoph Waltz and Mahershala Ali. So great casting additions there. Looks like Jack Nicholson's coming out of retirement. Yep, Jack Nicholson is returning to headline the English language remake of Tony Erdmann. It's his first role in almost a decade. That is awesome. And it looks like Kristen Wiig is also set to star alongside him in the remake. We got an article up talking with Keanu Reeves and where he would like to see John Wick 3 take place. Speaking of John Wick, we have the Honest trailer for John Wick to check out for those of you that are interested as well. And that will do it with the news. We've got you caught up to speed there. We've just passed the hour mark, so let's get this baby wrapped up. On DVD and Blu-ray as of today are the movies Loving and Almost Christmas. In theaters this weekend, John Wick Chapter 2, the Lego Batman movie, and 50 Shades Darker. It's going to be an interesting box office. Can't wait to see how everything falls together. And speaking of box office, let's run it down. Coming in number 10 is Lion with $3,760,000. At number 9 is The Space Between Us, like I said, making its debut and only being a number 9. Ooh, $3.7 million. Number 8, Triple X, The Return of Xander Cage, 3.8 mil. Number 7, Sing, 4 million. Number 6, Resident Evil, The Final Chapter, making 4.7 mil. Number 5, La La Land, making 7.3 mil. Number 4, Hidden Figures, making 10.1 million. Ooh, nice. Number 3, A Dog's Purpose, bringing in 10.5 million. Number 2, Rings, is the third Ring movie in its debut, bringing in 13 million. And number 1, like I said earlier, for 3 weeks in a row, it's Split, bringing in another 14.4 million dollars. So there's your box office. And with that, my friends, that will do it here tonight for our latest edition of Am I on the Air. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's do some shout outs. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Am I on the Air. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega. You can, of course, go to our official webpage at amiontheair.com. Please check out the official site of the show. You can check out box office reports, watch movie trailers, look at the movie reviews, listen to the show, listen to the Am I Still on the Airs. It's all available, amiontheair.com. Of course, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/amiontheair. If you're an iTunes person, we are available. You can go ahead and subscribe to us on iTunes for sure. Leave a message, leave a review. That would be great. Please take a second. It'll make a world of difference to us. If iTunes is not your thing, you're looking to subscribe in a different way, we got you covered. We're all over the board. You can subscribe to us on Google Music Play. We're available on Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn. We're all over the place. So look for our feed and go ahead and subscribe to Am I on the Air. We're also available on Instagram, so make sure you follow us on there. Very easy to find. Just search Am I on the Air and you'll lock us down. And of course, our great affiliates at reddragonsradio.com. You can follow on Twitter at reddragonsradio. Always be in the know of what's going down. All the greatest podcasts on the web. We are part of that network, reddragonsradio.com. And with that being said, my friends, like I said, it is Tuesday, February the 7th. That is your news for the week, and we'll catch you next time for an all-new edition. Get you up to speed. Like I said, reviews coming for John Wick Chapter 2 and the Lego Batman movie. So until next time, y'all. Peace!
Bye, Daddy. Red Dragons! Red Dragons!